Surrender, written by A. Devaraj Mudaliar. It is well known that Bhagavan Ramana is an exponent of Advaita and the method of Vichara. According to him, the shortest and most direct method of self-realization is for each one of us to dive within ourselves and inquire where this I or ego arises within the body. He assures us that if we do so, the I will disappear and merge in the self from which it originated. But Bhagavan takes care to add, if you say you are not strong enough to adopt this method, then surrender yourself to the source of all strength. The great Upanishadic teaching, of which the famous Shankara was the ablest exponent, is, the self alone exists and that thou art. While this is logically unassailable, it has its limitations when poor man seeks to attain the spiritual goal with this alone as a guide. So long as you are in the region of speculation, reasoning and logic, Advaita is all right. The moment you seek to establish some contact with the divine essence, dual conceptions of a worshipper and the worshipped, or an Atman and a Paramatman, or a soul and an oversoul, inevitably come on the scene. Man may cry against it, struggle against it, but as soon as he attempts to realize God, he will find the constitutional necessity of thinking of God as a man, said Swami Vivekananda, and he is no mean authority on the subject. The great Shankara, than whom there is no more uncompromising Advaitin or absolutist, has left behind works like Sivananda Lahari, Bhajagovindam, and Saundarya Lahari, which are outpourings from the heart of a devotee to a God whom he worships. Bhagavan himself has composed a marital garland of letters in which he pours out in exquisite language his love to the beloved, the universal Arunachala. The great Appaya Dikshidar, while fully admiring Advaita and following it, has nevertheless recommended in strong terms utter surrender to God in his well-known Atmarpanamastuti, also known as Unmatta Panchasat. Instances may be multiplied, but it is hardly necessary. For one to whom the method of inquiry appeals or seems easy, there will be 100 to whom the path of devotion will appear easier. I have found it so even among Bhagavan's devotees. In the path of devotion, one chooses some deity or the other to which one surrenders one's ego. In the case of devotees of Bhagavan, I would suggest that they need not go in search of an Ishta Devata, but stick to Bhagavan alone, whose figure is familiar to them and will arouse devotion and love in their hearts. If they require a mantra, as is usual with Hindu devotees, I suggest Om Namo Bhagavate Sri Ramanaya, which will do excellently well. There have been devotees who have followed this method with success. Every Jivan Mukta, that is, every sage who, while still in the body, has realized the self, is none else than the self. To know the self is to become the self. Becoming is being. This is well known. But there is an incident in Bhagavan's life bearing upon this topic, which is very interesting and, in my opinion, specially instructive. Many years ago, when Bhagavan was still on the hill, a scholar and devotee named Amritananda composed a stanza in a lilting meter, wrote it on a piece of paper, and placed it before Bhagavan. The purport of the stanza was, "In my heart, I yearn to know if Bhagavan Muni Ramana, the unique guru, is Hari or some other god, or an ancient rishi like Vararuchi." Bhagavan did not immediately give a reply, but after a while, he took up the paper and in a sportive mood wrote on it what must be considered his reply in the form of another stanza in the same meter and left it where it lay before. The devotee came back and on seeing the stanza composed by Bhagavan was delighted. The reply was, "Arunachala Ramana is the Paramatman who is living in the hearts of every living being from Hari downward." As the question was about Bhagavan, referring to him as Arunachala Ramana, the answer was also to be taken to refer to Bhagavan. Once when I was Talking about this incident to Bhagavan, I said that it was possible that some might interpret the Arunachala Ramana in his reply as referring to God Arunachala of Thiruvannamalai. He said, yes, I thought, let him interpret it either way, and purposely left it like that. Let us therefore confidently and with absolute faith hold on to him in complete surrender, and his grace will do the rest. Let us remember Bhagavan's words. People come and tell me that I must grant them grace. They seem to think that grace is something which I keep under lock and key. Grace and God are not different. Grace is another name for God. All that we need to do is to keep our hearts open so that Guru's grace may flow in as sunshine through an open window. Bondage and liberation. Sri Maharshi. Bondage and liberation have no reality of their own. They cannot function of their own accord. If one inquires for whom is bondage and liberation, it will be seen they are for me. If one inquires who am I, one will see that there is no such thing as the I.